this past Monday, Donald Trump said this while appearing on the Dan Bongino show.
These people were brought to our country to vote, and they vote illegally. And the, you know, amazing that the Republicans aren't tougher on it. The Republicans should say, we want to take over. We should take over the voting in at least many, 15 places. The Republicans ought to nationalize the voting. And then we have states that are so crooked and they're counting votes. We have states that I won that show I didn't win. Now you're going to see something in Georgia where they were able to get with a court order the ballots. You're going to see some interesting things come out. But, you know, like the 2020 election, I won that election by so much. Everybody does it.
Yes, you heard that right. Donald Trump wants the federal government to take over the elections. One little tiny itsy-bitsy problem with that idea. It's called the U.S. Constitution. Reading here from Article 1, Section 4, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. Constitutional scholars have long said that the Constitution's election clause allows Congress to have oversight in how states run and oversee elections, but it does not allow the federal executive or legislative branches to take running elections away from the state. And that includes, by the way, getting ahead of what might be the inevitable, an executive order. Next day, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt tried to save Trump from himself, as many have tried to do in the past. Here's what she said.
What does President Trump mean when he says Republicans ought to nationalize voting? What does that look like in practice?
What the president was referring to is the SAVE Act, which is a huge common sense piece of legislation that Republicans have supported, that President Trump is committed to signing into law during his term. And he spoke with the speaker directly about that yesterday, about the need to get that bill on the floor for a vote, because it provides very common sense measures for voting in our country, such as voter ID. I don't think any rational person who's being honest with themselves would disagree with the idea of requiring citizens of this country to present an ID before casting a ballot in a federal election, or frankly, in any election. And that's something the president wants to see happen. So that's what he was referring to.
But to be clear, he does believe the state should oversee elections.
The president believes in the United States Constitution. However, he believes there has obviously been a lot of fraud and irregularities that have taken place in American elections. And again, voter ID is a highly popular and common sense policy that the president wants to pursue, and he wants to pass legislation to make that happen for all states across the country.
And Kelly, just to follow up on that, he said specifically that they should take over elections in 15 states. Can you tell us what he meant by that, what 15 states he's referring to in terms of Republicans taking over elections?
Again, what I was just telling you is that with the passage of the SAVE Act, voter ID will be implemented across all 50 states. The president was referring to specific states in which we have seen a high degree of fraud. If you look at states like California, or if you look at New York City, for example, non-citizens are allowed to vote in elections in places like California and New York City. That just creates a system, an electoral system, that is absolutely ripe with fraud.
You heard her reference the SAVE Act. That's a piece of legislation that's addressing elections with valid ideas, including voter ID. But her try for the SAVE was all for naught, because on Wednesday, Trump said this.
Thank you for taking our questions. What exactly did you mean when you said that you should nationalize elections? And which 15 states are you talking about?
I want to see elections, be honest. And if a state can't run an election, I think the people behind me should do something about it. Because, you know, if you think about it, a state is an agent for the federal government in elections. I don't know why the federal government doesn't do them anyway. But when you see some of these states about how horribly they run their elections, what a disgrace it is, I think the federal government, when you see crooked elections, and we had plenty of them, and by the way, we had them last time, but go to 2020 and look at the facts that are coming out, rigged, crooked elections. If we have areas, take a look at Detroit, take a look at Pennsylvania, take a look at Philadelphia, you go take a look at Atlanta, look at some of the places that horrible corruption on elections, and the federal government should not allow that. The federal government should get involved. These are agents of the federal government to count the votes. If they can't count the votes legally and honestly, then somebody else should take over.
But the Constitution says it should be states that administer elections, Mr. President. Yeah, that's what the Constitution says.
You know what? They can administer the election, but they have to do it honestly.
Now, you might be brushing all this off by saying, it's just Trump being Trump. He doesn't really mean it. Really? Then explain to me why he had his puppet seize the original rather than copies of the 2020 election ballots from Fulton County, Georgia, if he's not serious about any of this.